I'm completely opposed to hunting. I can't comprehend why someone wants to kill a living animal, especially when I look at these animals like elephants, lions, rhinos. People do want to do it. They'll justify it by saying it supports conservation, which is a myth. There was a great article by Richard Branson where he was reporting, as we all have, that there's about $200 million a year made through hunting, but maybe about 3% of that actually gets to the communities. So that justification from hunters is massively flawed. It might have a place in the future one day. It might have to. Wildlife has to pay for itself, but it's not something I would ever support. It's not something the Sheldrick Wildlife Trust would ever support. We believe that through tourism, through encouraging people to come, if you're going to shoot an animal, do it with a camera. It's as simple as that. Have a beautiful memory, allow that animal to do what it needs to do. And they're, you know, they shape environments and ecosystems. We need them there. Thankfully, we haven't had cars for quite a while. South Africa had a period where they were culling elephants, but even they realised there were issues with that because, of course, this is a highly intelligent species. If you go in and start killing animals, if you're not taking out entire family units, you're going to end up with sort of dysfunctional teenagers, so bull elephants that could then run amok as they grow older. So there are ways that we can protect these species without culling them. If we opened our borders, which was originally agreed many years ago, so that in Africa the elephants could go on their migratory routes, that would solve a lot of these problems. But that's, you know, that becomes politics and countries agreeing with each other to open their borders for the movement of animals.